Thursday night, this past Thursday, your debut. Didn't go necessarily the way you wanted to go, but you had some bright spots.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like our offense moved the ball really good. The stats kind of show that. I think we were 30 yards total behind them in stats. And, I mean, we had a long run called back for a block that was behind the play. We had, you know, some drop passes, one in the end zone. I mean, offensively, I felt like we did good. There's some things that we could adjust. You know, defensively, though, they beat the lights out of us.
Yeah.
Defensively, our kids just, they weren't ready to tackle. And it's kind of like this week's kind of one of those, hey, you're going to be a football player or not weeks.
Yeah.
After a loss like that, it's like, hey, we're going to, all they're doing is hitting and tackling. Monday, Tuesday here, and then tomorrow when I get back, it's we're going to start. We got some adjustments we got to make on offense. There's a few players I got to move around and get in there that will hopefully, I don't want to say do a better job, but just there's some things I see on film and what I, you know, remember during the game that just didn't hit me well.
Yeah.
With the effort. With the effort.
Yeah, because
our effort. Missed blocks, missed fake handoffs. You know, the wing T is all about, you know, putting the defense in a position to make a decision, and that's where all the fakes come in. And if you're not carrying out your fake, that's one less decision that defense has to make.
Right.
And if you're carrying out your fakes, the wing T is hard to, you know, it's hard for an 11, 12-year-old to make the right decision consistently. So that's where we struggled on offense.
Yeah.
We had some big plays called back, and it really hurt. And then, you know, defensively, the pick six kills you. That was tough to swallow right away, especially when you're driving the football. But missed block.
Yeah.
Quarterback, you know, felt he was scrambling, and you know, he felt like he made the best decision he could, and then we don't even get the kid tackled. That's just the level of aggression has to step up. It's just, I challenged the boys and told them, look, to play football, you have to be aggressive. You have to have a level of toughness that is like no other sport. Maybe hockey, but not any other sport.
Right.
You know, that's where we struggled tackling. We struggled, and that's on the coaches. That's on us. So I, you know, talk to the coaches, and we've adjusted the defense to make it simple. We have a lot of kids; it's their first year. It's hard enough for them to fight the fear of contact and making aggressive tackles, and then also try to remember, you know, am I looping or pinching? Am I blitzing or not? So we're going to simplify it. Hopefully get it rectified against Community.
This Community school is up on Thursday. What do you know about him?
Our quarterback's real good. He's a good football player. I like him. He's a real good football player. They run the football. I believe they run a double tight ends. They'll throw off play action. He doesn't have quite the arm that, you know, the kid from Westwood has, but he's a tough little kid, man. He's a good quarterback. He seems to be like their spark plug kind of. He's the one that gets him going. Again, we got to stop the quarterback. It's the going for 2 weeks in a row. The quarterback has got to be stopped. So we'll see. I think that, you know, we're matched better with them, just talent wise and experience wise. I've had conversations with their coach. They're kind of in the same situation Cannon County is, trying to build the culture of toughness and get football on the map where kids aren't taking off to go to basketball, you know, practice or a game instead of football practice.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the funny thing about all this is we lose 33-6 and I gain 6 new players.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and you know, they're not and they're basketball players. They're athletes.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if, you know, you're starting to see the kind of change to guards of, you know, football in Cannon County. Maybe. I don't, you know.
Right.
You start seeing a migration where these kids start playing football. You know, we have, I think it'll be 43 now.
Wow.
Well, we don't even have enough uniforms.
Yeah. Well, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you don't mind, I'm very honest and upfront, and I don't trust in that thing.
You're breaking up on me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I said, as long as, you know, for me, I'm going to have to address the team as like, hey, not everybody's going to dress every week. Some uniforms are going to swap.
Right.
That's, you know, you're going to, like, it's the only way. I mean, it's, you try to create this level of competition, and you and I know that in real life. Nothing's a given. You got to go and earn it.
Any of these six basketball players that you've got coming in, are they going to be able to play right away, or?
They got to go through. They'll play next week.
Okay.
If they're at the level of, and they earn a uniform, they'll play next week. They got to go through 3 days of helmets, 3 days of shoulder pads, which I'll run extra practices just for them to get them through, like a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll make sure I'm available to get them their practices in so they can qualify to play.
Right. I noticed on you made an announcement about a potential fan bus going up to community school on Thursday. Is that a done deal, or is it still up in the air? How's that working?
So the cheerleaders don't have, like, we have too many players for them to ride with us.
Right.
And my view on it is, we're going to build a program. The atmosphere needs to be there. And why, you know, we need to help the cheerleaders out, right? They don't get any of the gate. They don't get the concessions. So I talked to my sister-in-law, Camille. I said, let's see if I can provide a cheerleader/fan bus. If the program can afford it, I'll see if I can provide it. I got to check when I get back tomorrow. I just need more interest. No, you know, I need to see if there's enough fans that would ride it, and they could, you know, I can't see charging them to ride it because I'm going to have to pay to get in the game. And, you know, I would love to be able to provide that for parents or school kids that normally wouldn't be able to go to an away game.
Right.
Especially for the cheerleaders. Cheerleaders do a lot for a program, and they're for all the sports programs. They work their tails off. And it's like, to me, I see they don't get the recognition that they need. And if that's something small that we can, as a football program, give them, here, we'll pay for your way. Because they need to travel as a team instead of in mom and dad's car. They need, you know, they're middle schoolers now. They need to be, you know, have that atmosphere, too, as a, you know, creating a team.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm trying to provide.
Okay. Well, hopefully everything will work out to where you can provide that, because that would be a great service, I'm sure, for people to come on up. And we'll put this up online, and then I'll probably talk with you again Friday morning, if possible,
to talk about
review, and that way I can use that for the high school game on Friday night. So,
okay, sounds good.
All right, I appreciate you calling.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.